Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update and kind of a more comprehensive introduction to Granite Creek Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GCX and on the OTC markets under the symbol GCXXF. I'm chatting with Tim Johnson, president and CEO of Granite Creek Copper. Now, this company has quickly been introduced to us through the introduction to the Metallic Group of Companies, a conversation that I had with Greg Johnson, I believe it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, where he introduced the three companies that are under that Metallic Group umbrella. Granite Creek is the copper explorer in that group. The company holds the CarMax and CarMax North property in the Yukon. Now, Tim, this is the same project, even though it is called CarMax and CarMax North. Give us a little background on how this project came together under the Granite Creek Copper name, please.
Absolutely, and thank you for the opportunity. Well, first of all, what I need to point out is that Granite Creek is the newest entrant to the Metallic Group and a fairly young company. We launched in January 2019, and at that point, we acquired what was then called the Stu Project. And the Stu Project was adjacent to the CarMax deposit, which at that time was owned by Copper North. Now, within 24 months, we've consolidated the district to a great degree by acquisition of Copper North and subsequently the acquisition of the CarMax deposit. We renamed the Stu the CarMax North, and that's kind of where we got to today.
So in terms of then historic resources, there has been some work done on this project. There is a historic resource and there is actually a PEA from 2017. Give us a quick recap of that resource first and foremost, please.
Yeah, so the resource is National Instrument 43-101 compliant. It contains just under 24 million tons of 0.85% copper. 0.31 grams gold and 3.4 grams silver. That is in the measured and indicated category for contained copper of just over 440 million pounds. About two thirds of that is oxide material and one third is sulfide.
Okay, so this project has been drilled out in that aspect. What did the PEA in 2017 show you? I realized that it was focused on the oxide portion.
Yeah, so at that time and at 2016/2017 metal prices, it contemplated roughly a 9-year mine with about a 3.5 to 4-year payback, depending on which what metal prices you used at the time. We didn't see that as economic. It's really hard to finance something without the real blue sky. So that was part of the rationale for putting the two projects together, to add the blue sky represented by the Stu Project to the existing CarMax resource and see if we can add resources and add potential mine life to that scenario.
So in terms of PEA and the split up between the copper and let's just group them precious metals component, you gave us the rundown of what the resources are. What does that equate to and what the PEA was telling you about potential revenue sources then?
Yeah, so the net present value on the PEA in 2017 at the base case that was used was about $160 million. But if you look at today's metal prices, using $375 copper and $1,800 gold, we're well above that into the $260 million range. So it's quite a change in economics with current metal prices. And if you look at the breakup of precious versus copper, the precious metals add a 25% to 30% increase in the value of the contained metal, depending on recoveries, of course.
Now, in terms of big picture goals, you already have the 440 million pounds of contained copper. What targets do you have for expanding the resource?
Well, our initial short-term target, and this is what we've relayed to investors, is that our goal is to get to a minimum 1 billion pounds contained copper. And you're right, that 440 million pounds, we're almost halfway there. Now, the reason to use a billion pound metric is that we know that in a lot of cases, that's what a major copper producer will consider as an entry level into a district. And that is one of our longer term goals, is to attract that major copper producer to the district to assist in the development of the resources once we get them to that critical point.
So when I was going through the presentation, which I will post a link to, you can see on slide 8 the makeup of this project, where this CarMax deposit is. So where this well-known drilled-out deposit is more on the southern area of the project. And on this slide, you're also pointing out a lot of targets up to the north. Take us through how you plan on expanding this resource by exploring some of these other targets.
Yeah, so that's a very good point. I mean, we see the very compelling targets at the CarMax deposit proper in the underlying sulfide resource. So in this area, you get an oxide cap that can go down to, up to 200, 250 meters. And that had really been the focus of the previous operators. Again, getting a small oxide play into production. They had hoped to grow those oxide resources to get into the 14, 15-year mine life. But we see the real target here and where we think we can really add value is the underlying sulfide potential. So once you get through the oxidized cap that has been weathered over time, you get into the sulfide material that lies underneath. And we see that as having potential for it to be 2 to 3 times larger at CarMax itself. And then we expand into the northern part of the deposit. You're right. Slide 8 in our presentation speaks of that very well. We've developed multiple targets using geochemistry and geophysics. This is a lot of this is historical data that we've compiled. After we initially acquired the project, we were able to bring a lot of data into our data room and start to work with it and develop these targets. Some of them have been drilled, some of them haven't. There are some of them that need more work, more geophysics or more geochem to further define them before we go and drill them. But we already have a partially defined zone A in the north that we did drill last year. We drilled in October and November of 2020, and we got some very interesting results from it.
So just recently, there were some results released February 11th. We saw some pretty nice grades here. Initially, 127 meters of 0.85% copper equivalent, but also 4.6 meters of about 7.5% copper equivalent. I realize this is a small drill program, the initial one, really just getting your feet under you. But what does this show you about the potential here of, again, expanding the resource in these different zones?
Yeah, so you're right. We drilled a couple different zones. We drilled a total of 5 holes. It was really a proof of concept drill program for us. We had this feeling that we had great sulfide potential, like I had mentioned, for sulfide ore. So at CarMax itself in zone 13, we did drill that 127 meters of 0.85 copper equivalent, and we were offsetting up to 90 meters of 0.63 copper from previous drill programs. Now, that 127 meters, I should point out that the true thickness of that is around 90 to 95. So it's still pretty robust and very consistent grade throughout that intercept. There's no real blocks of that were zeros. Of course, it does fluctuate as you go from top to bottom, but that really sort of drove home the concept that we had this sulfide potential here that really had been underexplored, and that by, just a very limited program, we were able to get a better understanding of that, and that will drive our program going forward into 2021. We also drilled 3 holes in the northern part of the deposit, or the land package at zone A. So no significant work had been done on this part of the land package since 1980. And we are the first drill program in there since 1980. And we were offsetting some real high-grade intercepts that were drilled off in that time period. They were hitting grades like 2.5% over 20 meters. And you're right, with offsetting one of those holes 25 meters away, we were able to intercept 4.31% copper with 3 grams gold, 23 grams silver for a 7.5% copper equivalent. Very narrow, only 4.6 meters, but it does show that the high-grade material is there and is possible to find. Now, most of this drilling was intercepted oxide. So if you remember the scenario I put together about the 9-year mine life and the need to add resources, we have the potential here to add those resources and probably fairly quickly with some success at the end of the drill bit.
So that really is the goal of the company, resource expansion, right? You're going out this year and probably future years into simply expanding this resource, finding some more deposits, building the ounces. What more insights can you give us in terms of the drill program you're hoping to undertake this year? And when are you able to start drilling back on this project?
Yeah, so we're targeting an 8 to 10,000 meter drill program this year that is going to be primarily resource expansion, primarily at Carmax proper. There will be a component of what we consider more discovery-focused drilling and some of the outlying targets. Again, with a focus of what do we need to bring those targets up to the point where we can publish a resource on them. We are hoping, depending on COVID protocols and weather considerations, to be launching our drill program in May of this year. And we are in the planning stages of that, and including geophysics programs and other support surveys that we will need to further define our targets.
Okay, one thing we should outline then is cash in the bank. I understand the company will need to raise money for this program. Give us some insights on what the company has available in terms of cash right now and how much you think that program, if you do get that 8 to 10,000 meters, is going to cost.
Yeah, so we've got about $750,000 cash currently on hand. We will be exploring the possibility of various scenarios for financing over the coming weeks. We're looking to raise $3 to $3.5 million to focus on resource expansion drilling.
Okay. Some other company fundamentals here. Share structure, 96 million shares outstanding, 150 million on a fully diluted basis. There are about 44 million in warrants outstanding. Can you give us some insights on what those are priced at?
Yeah, so there is about 27 million are priced at an average of 19 cents. And then the bulk of the rest of them are priced at just over that, at 20 to 21 in that range. And the reason I say the bulk of them is that we did actually acquire some warrants in our acquisition of Copper North, and their pricing of that is a little bit scattered, but it's not a significant portion of our warrant float.
Okay. In terms of insiders, management, any other well-known shareholders, what's the percentage of ownership in that sense?
So insiders and close business associates of insiders control about 40% of the issued and outstanding. And included in that is a prominent Yukon family that owns a drill company and are great supporters of the company. And we really appreciate having them as shareholders.
Okay, perfect. Final comment then here, Tim. Give us a little background on yourself. From what I understand, you've been with this company even before it was Granite Creek Copper.
Yeah, no, I started the company in 2010. I've got a background in logistics and project management. I'm not a geologist, although I did take several geology courses, but I ended up working and was unable to complete my degree. So there are times I call myself an unlettered geologist, but I've been around the industry since the 80s. I love the industry. I think copper is a great space to be in, and we're looking forward to some great days ahead.
All right, let's just summarize news flow and catalysts then. In the near term and progressing through majority of this year, what can investors and those watching the company expect?
Well, that's a very interesting question. As we've gone through the data on the acquisition of Copper North, we realize that a lot of this story has been forgotten about. So we are looking for ways to reintroduce the story to the market. We've got some new thinking on some of the mineralization and that, and we're going to be presenting that to the market in the coming weeks and months. So you can look for some news on that. We'll be also announcing our financing in a couple weeks or in the coming weeks. So again, that's going to be good news flow. We're upgrading to the OTCQB from a pink sheet, and that we expect that any week now. That'll be news. And then, of course, launch of our program in May. You know, I would hope that we're going to be able to put out drill results throughout the summer as we receive them. Then our goal will be to publish an updated resource fourth quarter of this year.
All right, Tim, I appreciate the update. Thank you for bringing everybody up to speed on this project and on this company. If anybody has any follow-up questions or wants some more information on any aspect of Granite Creek Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered and address any other aspects that you want us to. Tim, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you very much.